This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Lord, you give to each of us a Jerusalem in our lives, that where we don't want to go, but that where we need to go. To find you. Help us have the strength and courage to go there. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Morning.
Good morning.
And good morning to all those who are watching at home because they forgot about the time change. We'll see you at 11:45. I am sure if you have a history here at St. Joseph's, you remember Bishop Leo Friday's famous sermon on this particular gospel, where he talked about Jesus as our mother hen. That whole feminine side of Jesus that we could mistake for being sort of the weaker side, but in effect, being a mother hen is quite a strength. And it is that same reality when we talk about our theme for our Beatitude study this week about being meek. Meek is not weak. We get that in our culture, unfortunately. I know for the small group this week, I did a little name that tune and it fell on its face because none of them understood my reference. But in Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella, there is that introduction to a song that Cinderella sings. I'm as mild and meek as a mouse. I think I'm going to play that song next week so we all get it. But it goes on in my own little corner, in my own little chair. I can be whatever I want to be. But we think of that being meek as weak. I mean, in our culture, if somebody, we went into an elevator and we overheard them talking and they found out it was about us and they said, well, he's just a meek little man, I don't think we would take that as a positive. Because we have the wrong notion of what that word really means. Now, if we could put up the first slide, we get an idea of this mother hen idea. And if you look closely, you can see that there are more feet underneath the body of that hen because that hen is protecting the young. Go to the next slide. Maybe. There we go. Here we see protecting all of the young as well. And of course, if there would be an intruder, a fox, as Jesus calls Herod today, or anybody else, that mother hen is going to sacrifice its own life to protect the young. Next slide. Next slide. Okay, just stop there for a minute. Jesus is meek. And what that truly means, if we go back to the root word in which in the Greek it is expressed, is praus, that we looked at in our small group. But one of the things they didn't emphasize too much in this week's lesson is that that word praus refers to being bridled, meaning an animal, whether an oxen or a horse or a mule, that has taken on a yoke, that has that bit in its mouth, that now all of the energy of that animal is going to be focused on what its task is in life. That's truly what it means to be meek. So when we look at the poverty of spirit in the first Beatitudes, that understanding that I am never done on my spiritual journey, that understanding that in God I can do all things, but on my own I can do nothing, that once I have that attitude, then I choose to be meek, to be bridled, to be focused. And this is the Jesus that we see in this gospel today. It's in Luke chapter 9, verse 51, four chapters before, where Jesus says he sets his face towards Jerusalem. He is focused. He has spent his time in the desert, as we reflected upon silently last week with our Word Beyond Words service. So he gets this focus, and now everything, every ounce of his energy is focused to do what he knows he is called to do. And so the setting that we usually give to this particular weeping over Jerusalem, as it's called, is that a church in Jerusalem called Dominus Flavit, meaning in Latin, the Lord cried. And the church you see on the screen is built intentionally in the shape of a teardrop. We go to the next slide. We were able, those of you, I look out and I see some of you who are on that wonderful pilgrimage we did to the Holy Land. And we were able to celebrate at that church. But we go to the next slide. And that church would have been at the place where Jesus overlooked the city of Jerusalem at that time. We go to the next slide. And we see him, now granted this is the 2016, I believe was the year, version of it, but Jesus would have looked upon Jerusalem of that day with the city walls and with the temple. The next slide. Some of us had to get up on the stool so we could all see. Next slide. But he looked out upon, you can see the walls of Jerusalem there. And of course, a prophet cannot be killed outside of the walls of Jerusalem. So here is Jesus on this very threshold, knowing that this is where he is called to go, and knowing he had given his all for the people of Jerusalem to get it, and they don't. We go to the next slide. We see that there is this huge cemetery that even would have been there in Jesus' day, overlooking the area where they would have celebrated the Last Supper. Next slide. Another view of that whole town and the gate. Next slide. The cemetery again in the Kidron Valley as we know it. The next slide. There's our group. Next slide. That's it. Just a memory for those of you who have been there, but just a reminder of this focus that Jesus has. This meekness, this focus, a strength. And it is one we are called to display as well. It's the focus that St. Francis had as we studied this past week, that people were telling him, you don't need to start your own order, Francis. Just join one of these other orders that already exists. But Francis is insistent. No, we are going to strive to follow Jesus' words literally. And finally, those in authority understand because of the focus that Francis displays and the authenticity he displays in his life. It is that same kind of a focus. We celebrate St. Patrick this week. The hymns that we are singing this week, because St. Patrick's Day will be before next Sunday, have that flair of some of the words and the themes of St. Patrick's life. But remember his focus in life, taken as a slave into Ireland. He goes back to Ireland, that God had prepared him for the ministry with which he was called. Can you imagine being a slave in a place and then choosing to go back there to share the gospel with them? That's what Patrick did. It is the same as we are hearing today in this first reading about Abraham, Abram. We know the story. God had called him. God had continued to lead him. God had continued to guide Abram through his life. And now he's just forgetting. And so God has to remind him. Takes him outside. Look at the stars, Abraham. Your descendants are going to be as numerous as these. And Abraham is reminded and gets that focus back. The scripture also tells us in the Old Testament, in the book of Numbers, that the one who displayed meekness, that trait more than anybody else, was Moses. Numbers chapter 12, verse 3. The meekest man ever, until Jesus. And we understand Moses' story and everything that happened unto him, but he continues to be focused, leading the people through the to the promised land. It is this particular aspect of this beatitude that is crucial for us to understand, that it's not about weakness. It is about strength, of a focus, a resoluteness. I'm sure there's not one of us that doesn't see that resoluteness every time we watch the news with the people of the Ukraine. Their focus. It is the same that we are called to do on our spiritual journey. William Barclay, who does such wonderful commentaries on all of these readings, he took an approach to this particular beatitude, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And he rewrote it, and this is what he writes. Oh, the bliss of the one who is always angry at the right time and never angry at the wrong time, who has every instinct and impulse and passion under control, because that person themselves is God-controlled, who has the humility to realize one's own ignorance and one's own weakness. For such a one is a king among people. Remember the story of Moses? In anger, he killed one of Pharaoh's court. He had to go away. But the time that he had spent as a shepherd in the wilderness, God used. He got that temper, that anger under control, bridled, focused. And yes, that display of meekness gave glory to God through his life. So our takeaway this week, as we finish looking at this particular beatitude and this particular gospel, we need to look for the ways that God might be calling us to whatever that Jerusalem is, that area of our lives that angers us or that turns us away that we don't want to deal with, but perhaps everything that God has done in our lives to this point is bringing us there now, that we need to be channeled, that we need to be focused, so that we, like Jesus, might set our face towards Jerusalem. May we have the strength to do so. Amen.